This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. We're also watching in California as lawmakers there are debating Gavin Newsom's redistricting plan right now, which, of course, is totally illegal because the voters there passed a referendum. But Gavin Newsom's hair doesn't care, so Gavin Newsom's hair is going to do it anyway. And that's just that. By the way, we'll be joined by Jack Cittarelli at 3:30 today. New poll out today in the Garden State shows this race is now in the single digits. Rutgers Eagleton has him down by 9, which means he's probably up by 4. That is the big story of the hour as we kick things off here, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at VeneriaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. Well, let's begin, shall we, with that big ruling out of New York. So, I don't know if you remember, but Tish James, Letitia James, the attorney general there, she had bragged at one point she would bring back a check from Trump worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, before I play that clip for you, I'd like to read for you what the president posted on his Truth Social account when the judges made their ruling in the New York Court of Appeals. All right. Now, this is kind of long, so buckle up, but it's worth it. It's worth every ounce of this. Here we go. Total victory. And a lot of this is all caps. I'm not going to bother telling you which words are all caps. I'll just try to emphasize it as best I can. Total victory in the fake New York State Attorney General Letitia James case. I greatly respect the fact that the court had the courage to throw out this unlawful and disgraceful decision that was hurting business all throughout New York State. Others were afraid to do business there. The amount, including interest and penalties, was over $550 million. It was a political witch hunt, in a business sense, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. This was a case of election interference by the city and state trying to show, illegally, that I did things that were wrong when, in fact, everything I did was absolutely correct. And even perfect. Every single dollar was thrown out, even the penalties imposed on us by the corrupt judge, one of the most overturned in history, Arthur Engoron. I wasn't given a jury. And during the course of the trial, which lasted a long time, was not given one ruling in my favor. But worse than him, if that's possible, was Letitia James, a corrupt and incompetent attorney general who only brought this case in order to hurt me politically. She is a Trump deranged lunatic. They made me bond the outrageous sum, which never happened before and which cost me millions of dollars a month. It should have never been allowed to happen. And everyone knew it. Importantly, the vote was 5-0. I am so honored by Justice David Friedman's great words of wisdom, which should be read by everyone. I would also like to thank the court for having the courage to make this decision, which is already going down as one of the worst business persecutions in the history of our country. Sadly, there are other cases against me that are equally disgraceful, including those headed up by corrupt judges like Juan Merchan, whose daughter collected millions of dollars in fees from crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, while her father shockingly refused to recuse himself from a vicious and corrupt trial, which is also under appeal, one in which every legal pundit in New York said there was no case. Even editorial boards said, do not do this. Judge Merchan gave me an unprecedented gag order, not letting me talk about him or his daughter or the fact that the appellate judges thought he should not be doing the case, but he did it anyway. Many lawyers said that his daughter and him created the greatest conflict of interest they had ever seen. Judge Lewis Kaplan, the other remaining case, whose wife, family, and friends attended his two trials, is as mean and nasty as anyone I have ever met. That case, also on appeal, should also never have been brought, and he should be admonished for abuse and every other thing that can be thrown at a corrupt judge. He loved the publicity and would not let us present the irrefutable evidence that we wanted to present. This Clinton-appointed judge should not be allowed to get away with this scam. Okay. You remember there was not a single victim in this case. Not a one. Not a single victim in this case. Nobody complained. Nobody. In fact, everybody testified that they all made money and that they were happy and that they would do business with Donald Trump again. Now, Fox News' coverage of this is very different from the New York Times coverage of this. The New York Times coverage of this, which I'll share with you, and I absolutely love this. So if you read the New York Times case, it says the following. Divided court eliminates Trump's $500 million fine in fraud case. Divided court. It was a 5-0 ruling. Now, I'm no math guy. And granted, I know that I sometimes mess up numbers. But I know 5-0 when I see it. I know what love is, Jenny. I know what 5-0 is. I know what 0-5 is. I know what 5-0 is from the sense of 5-0. And I know what it means when you go 5-0. It means a cop. As in like Hawaii 5-0. Or when you're driving and your buddy goes 5-0, means there's a cop hiding. So I don't know how a divided court comes up with a 5-0 ruling. Now, there is some division in the ruling as to regards to eliminating the fact that they found fraud. That now goes to the New York State Supreme Court. But one could write in the headline, unanimous court opinion waives, relieves, vacates $500 million fine in fraud case. I mean, you could do that if you wanted to. If you're the New York Times, you could do that. In a majority opinion, that is what we call unanimous. 5-0. Which last time I checked is not divided. Now, I know how to divide 5. It never works out evenly. So it's either 3-2 or 4-1 or 2-3 or Yeah, those are basically your options, I think, as far as I know. But 5-0, not one of those options. Again, I'm not a math guy. So the New York Times article goes on to say, New York appeals judges said that the judgment was excessive but agreed to uphold the case so the appeal could continue. A divided New York appeals court on Thursday threw out a $500 million judgment against President Trump, eliminating an enormous financial burden while preserving the fraud case against him, a remarkable turn in the battle between the president and one of his fiercest foes. Okay? Now, let's contrast that with how Fox News wrote it. An appellate court has thrown out the $500 million civil fraud penalty against President Donald Trump in the high-profile case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The New York Appellate Division overturned the penalty, ruling the disgorgement was an excessive fine that violates the Eighth Amendment. The five-member panel all upheld findings that Trump and his company were liable, affirming that James acted within her authority and that injunctive relief to curb Trump Organization practices was appropriate. The ruling leaves liability intact, but eliminates the massive financial penalty of $364 million plus interest, which rises to around $500 million. Now, I will share a little bit about what the judge wrote in the majority opinion. Friedman wrote that James' true aim was a political, this is Justice David Friedman. He issued a partial dissent, but upheld the 5-0 ruling. James' true aim was political and argued the entire case should be dismissed. Her ultimate goal was not market hygiene, but political hygiene, ending with the derailment of President Trump's political career and the destruction of his real estate business. He blasted James' use of Section 6312 of New York's executive law, which gives the state attorney general broad power to pursue civil fraud claims. He wrote that it was unprecedented and political, giving James essentially limitless power to prosecute her political enemies. He wrote that Trump's business deals involved sophisticated parties who profited without harming the public and concluded he would reverse the judgment and dismiss the complaint. Section 6312 has never been used in the way it is being used in this case, namely to attack successful private commercial transactions negotiated arm's length between highly sophisticated parties fully capable of monitoring and defending their own interests. All parties to these private transactions profited handsomely from the deals, from which there was no discernible negative effect on the public interest. Because the judges were split on liability, the case is now likely headed to New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals. James confirmed her intention to appeal the ruling in a statement, saying she was doing so to protect the rights and interests of New Yorkers. Not a single New Yorker was screwed out of a dollar or a dime or a single red cent. I don't really know if you can say anymore, only because I don't know if they're still making pennies. I hope they do. Also, racism. I don't know. The court upheld the injunctive relief we won, limiting Donald Trump and the Trump Organization's officers' ability to do business in New York. It should not be lost to history. Yet another court has ruled that the president violated the law and that our case has merit. Well, hopefully the Supreme Court of New York will officially toss this thing once and for all and for good. And that'll be the end of it. And that'll be that. But I will tell you that from the perspective of a guy who's very, very smart and knows the law quite well, and that's Jonathan Turley. Do we have that one, Matt Turley? This is how he broke it down today. And I think Jonathan Turley is one of the smartest minds out there when it comes to this. Take a listen.
Well, Aisha, thank you for having me on. This is obviously a tremendous victory for President Trump, but it's long overdue. During this litigation, many of us described this entire effort as a grotesque use of this New York law. No one lost money in this case. The banks actually wanted more business from President Trump. No one had ever seen an effort like this. It was an effort by Letitia James to have a trophy win against Trump. And what this opinion has done is to reduce what was a mounted marlin to something of a guppy. I mean, it has removed the fine and left in place the injunctive relief that President Trump can now appeal. So it is possible that even that could go to the wayside. The good news is really for the New York court system. This regains some of the credibility that was lost during this process. I mean, many of us stood there in disbelief that James was allowed to do this. She succeeded in securing, or she was fortunate enough to secure, a very favorable judge, Judge Engeron. And I want to note, by the way, that both the judge and James tried to effectively price Trump out of even appealing the case.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, about that, is that this ridiculous, ridiculous penalty, this $354 million plus penalties plus interest amounting to about $500 million was so egregious, so ridiculous, so out of the realm of normalcy that it violated the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, the excessive fines clause of the United States Constitution. But let's think about Letitia James as a person, and I don't even want to equate her as being a member of the human race, because she's a disgusting political animal. I really hate prosecutors who use their office to go after their political enemies. I hate it from the very being of my core. I find it to be so obnoxious and disgusting. Every ounce of it is just gross and vile. And I really hate it. I hate it. And Letitia James ran on this, ran on stopping Trump. And the judge in the case put a gag order on the defendant. Now, gag orders are done to protect the rights of the defendant, but to put a gag order on the defendant when the government is coming after you and you're a candidate running for president of the United States of America and you can't explain to the voters why the government's coming after you? I mean, even the ACLU, and I hate to give them credit, but even the ACLU had problems with that. And it took a lot for the ACLU to have to acknowledge that this was a violation of President Trump's First Amendment rights and his Fifth Amendment rights and just every other right. Just the right to basic decency. Here's the government accusing you of a crime and you don't have the right to speak out and to say anything on your behalf as you're seeking the highest office in the land. And it doesn't matter what office in the land or whether you're seeking that office or not. But I think it adds to the fact of why they were trying to silence him. And he couldn't explain to voters why they're coming after him. So it was an egregious violation of his First Amendment rights, an egregious violation of his Fifth Amendment rights, an egregious violation of his Sixth Amendment rights, an egregious violation of everything. And then they slap on this ridiculous fine. And again, it's worth saying, again, there were no victims in this case. No one, not a single person, said they lost any money. They all said they'd do business with Trump again. Didn't matter. You had a completely victimless crime here. But you had a prosecutor who was hell-bent on going after somebody. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. You've heard that saying before? This is a great example of that. Letitia James ran on that very, very point. You show me the man, I'll find you the crime. And she did. But it wasn't a crime. So they had to find a crime. So they just scoured the books and looked at all of Donald Trump's businesses. And they just found this and said he inflated things. The banks never complained. The mortgage companies never complained. The insurance companies never complained. No one complained. No one complained, period. The state of New York went after him and prosecuted him simply because of who he was. Simply because Donald J. Trump was a Republican seeking the presidency. And then the judge would not allow him to speak in the court of public opinion. So they went after him in the court of law, and they would not allow him to defend himself in the court of public opinion as he was seeking people's votes in the court of public opinion. Literally, that's what politics is. Politics is the court of public opinion. Literally. Here's Letitia James. Flashback when she bragged that she would bring back a check from Trump for hundreds of millions of dollars. This is September 21st, 2023 at the Congressional Black Caucus Annual Legislative Conference, Cut 2.
And that is why I will be honored when I walk into that courtroom on October 2nd. Well, my role is civil. But I will come back before you soon with a check for $250 million. And to let you know that he is no longer allowed to do business in the state of New York. Yeah, we've got a special charge to show up and stand up for one another.
Now, I have no doubt in my mind that Letitia James would want to go after Donald Trump for purely political reasons, and she's going to keep fighting. Okay, we have Jack Ciarelli coming up, so let me take a quick break here. But listen, you can book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey, at a big event coming up this weekend. That's right. It is their co-ed shooting event Sunday, August 24th at 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, firearm shooting, cleaning classes as well. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year. For new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership, visit bobslittlesportshop.com or call them at 856-881-7575. Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey can be the place for you to book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party. That's right. They offer both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events that can host up to 30 people, and no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously, but you can have some shooting range fun. And come out this Sunday, August 24th at 1 p.m. for their co-ed shooting event. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All righty. Let's not keep the next governor of New Jersey waiting, even though his taste in pizza leaves something to be desired. Ladies and gentlemen, he's within striking distance. That's right. This is a horse race. Jack Cittarelli, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you today?
Doing great, Rich. Happy to be back with you.
Well, new poll out, and Rutgers-Eagleton, they're known for exaggerating, so they have you down by 9, which means you're probably up by 4. So congratulations.
Well, once again, their methodologies are terribly flawed. They've massively underrepresented Republicans and males in that poll. So like Stockton, they should get out of the business.
Yes.
This thing's a dead heat. We're in a great position. We'll finish strong over these last 72 days, and we'll deliver a win for New Jersey.
All right, so yesterday Mikey Sherrill came out with a stunt that was so disgusting and revolting, trying to completely distract everybody from why their energy bills are going up. I don't need to get into the details of it other than to say that it is typical Democrat distraction. So, Jack Cittarelli, tell us exactly why everybody's energy bills are going up right now, mine included.
Well, yesterday was a big lie, Rich.
Yep.
He fails to put the blame where it belongs. The Murphy administration is responsible for the electricity crisis and the rise in our rates. Here are the facts. When he took office, New Jersey was an electricity exporter. We had 6 more electricity generation plants than we do today. He closed them all down. 4 were coal, 2 were coal, 4 were natural gas. He didn't expand our nuclear footprint in South Jersey, where we have 3 nuclear reactors. He didn't accelerate solar. And today, instead of being an electricity exporter, we're an electricity importer. And you do that by going to these exchanges where everyone has to compete for the juice. And when you have to compete, you got to pay through the nose. That's exactly what's happening. I'll reverse all that and more on day one of my administration.
All right, good, good, good. Yeah, I mean, she's trying to act like this, this PJM is at the fault here and investigations and trying to blame Donald Trump. This is Phil Murphy. This is his green energy scam. This is what happened. And we don't make energy. We don't have enough to meet our demand, period. And this is by design. And I'm really tired of them distracting everybody about this, Jack. And this is the winning issue here, because everyone I talk to right now is shocked and frustrated by their energy bills. And we have to
Rich,
put the blame on them.
Absolutely. Whether you're a homeowner, a tenant, or a business owner, everyone is getting hit hard by this. And she's great at placing the blame. My goodness, she's even blaming the president
for
what's going on in New Jersey. I tell people, if you back out tomorrow morning and you hit a pothole and get a flat, she's going to blame the president. What the heck does he have to do with our property taxes? What's happened in public education? What's happened with law enforcement because we've handcuffed them? What's happened with our energy? It's got nothing to do with the president. It has everything to do with Phil Murphy's failed policies, who she, by the way, has endorsed for the past 7.5 years. Every one of his policies she was all in on. She continues to be all in on wind, which is never going to be able to meet our energy demands. It's not a reliable source, and it's a very costly source. We need a natural, rational bridge to the future, and that's natural gas.
And it's right here. I mean, I'm broadcasting from Philadelphia today, and it's here. It's right here for the taking, and we can help. And Pennsylvania is more than happy to help New Jersey. And New Jersey can make money off this, and the liquid natural gas export facility and the East Coast can dominate the world here and help the world. By the way, Jack, you know, this helps national security, too.
It does, Rich. But speaking of Pennsylvania, they're eating our lunch right now.
Yes, they
now,
are.
Here's what the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania is doing. He's burning 7 coal-burning plants. He's burning natural gas. He just cut the ribbon on another nuclear reactor. He's got more than enough juice, and because he does, the price is down, And he's attracting business to Pennsylvania that New Jersey's losing, including the data centers that are needed for AI and the mining of cryptocurrency. I mean, do we or do we not want to compete here? But listen, the only thing she's good at right now, Rich, is placing the blame. But New Jerseyans are not going to fall for it. And we're going to remind them each and every day how it all changes on day one of my administration.
Jack Chiarelli is with me, the next governor of New Jersey, Republican nominee, obviously. And the election's really going to heat up after Labor Day. So I wanted to get you on before I go on vacation tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll have you on a lot, obviously, after Labor Day, Jack. But you have not stopped working. I was with our mutual friend Mike Donahue last week in Cape May while you were in Israel. And I want to talk to you about that in just a second. But I thought Mike made a really good point, and it's rare that he does, but he made a really good point, and he said, you're the hardest working candidate he's ever seen, and you have not stopped working, and you're just doing 5-6 events every single day, traveling the state and meeting people, and you're making South Jersey a priority here.
Well, we're making it clear that we take no one for granted, and that includes the people that live in South Jersey. But what I'm also trying to demonstrate, Rich, is that I'll go about my governance the same way I go about campaigning, taking it very seriously, getting up and down the state, shaking hands, look at people in the eye, listening, and telling them what it is we're going to do to improve their lives. So if you like what you see on the campaign, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just wait until we're running the state of New Jersey.
To get back to Pennsylvania real quick, I was at the energy summit that Senator Dave McCormick had where President Trump came, and Governor Josh Shapiro was there, too. So was Senator Fetterman. And you had bipartisan support and all these energy groups that were there and these AI companies and data companies to make Pennsylvania the epicenter of this. There's no reason why New Jersey can't do the exact same thing under Governor Chiarelli.
There isn't. And we will replicate what's going on in Pennsylvania, not just on energy, Rich. That Democratic governor of Pennsylvania is lowering the business tax from 10 to 5%. Meanwhile, the Trenton Democrats, with the support of my opponent, raised ours from 9 to 11.5%, the highest in the nation. The top income tax bracket in Pennsylvania is 3%. The top bracket in New Jersey is 10.75%. So if Pennsylvania can do it, we can do, and we will.
You were in Israel last week. I was hoping you could join us in Cape May, but when you had to go to Israel, you obviously had to go, and it was a great invitation that you accepted. Tell us about the trip.
Well, on the other side of the other river, this time the Hudson, Israel does $14 billion a year in bilateral trade with Israel, does less than $2 billion with New Jersey. So the first couple of days were spent meeting with business leaders, business owners, and executives saying, we're going to be open for business once I'm governor. We want them to increase their bilateral trade in New Jersey. In so doing, I can grow our economy. And by growing our economy, I can create more good-paying jobs. Phil Murphy's trying to tax our way out. I'll certainly reduce the size and cost of our state government. But make no mistake, you can't cut your way out. We got to grow our economy. And one way to do that, certainly organically, with a more business-friendly environment in New Jersey, which we'll get when I'm governor, but also by increasing bilateral trade with some of our most important allies around the world. And so that was the first part of the trip. But we also got to meet with the Speaker of the House there, Ambassador Huckabee, the Minister of Strategic Affairs, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, to tell them that when I'm governor, we'll stand in solidarity with Israel. As a sovereign nation, it has every right to protect its citizens and rid the region of terrorists, and we support them in that fight.
Yeah, I mean, if New York is doing so much business with Israel, there's no reason why New Jersey can't. I mean, absolutely not.
There's nothing New York has that we don't, Rich. But I will tell you that companies are looking at three things. One, taxes. We've got to improve our tax situation, and we will. Two, regulations. We're way too regulatory intensive. We have so many unnecessary regulations that make it unnecessarily hard to do business. But three is getting back to what you and I start out with. Companies more than ever are looking at energy and electricity costs. They want to not only know there's going to be a supply, but that it's cost effective.
Yeah, without question, Jack. I mean, this is the future, right? AI is the future, and data centers are the future, and this is what we need, and everybody's counting on this to happen. And we don't want the windmills. We don't. We've had it with this. You know, it's really frustrating as we were down in Cape May and having this conversation, and Donahue helped lead the fight along with Jack Cittarelli and Jeff Van Drew and so many other great people to stop these windmills. But knowing that tomorrow, if your opponent wins, they'll be going once again and trying to get these things going and dead whales and dolphins and destroying the sight lines of the Jersey Shore and for an ineffective source of power. And that is what this election comes down to. Jack, you
really
win
does,
and
Rich.
It's over.
It's over. But there's another point to be made here. Phil Murphy was not from New Jersey.
No.
John Corzine wasn't from New Jersey. And for that reason, Phil Murphy didn't know that the Jersey Shore is kind of sacrosanct in New Jersey. It's 1/7 of our economy. It's kind of the jewel in our crown. And you know what? My opponent's not from New Jersey. The Democrats do this time and time again.
Yep.
And so what I say to people as I go around all around the state, how about we elect a Jersey guy? The Cittarellis have been here for 100 years, and I've owned businesses here. I've served at every level of government, term limiting myself each time. I know what's going on, and I'm not afraid to make the decisions that are in the best interest of our state.
All right, where are you headed today, Jack?
Well, we just wrapped up a whole number of business meetings in Central Jersey, and now we're heading down to, believe it or not, the Union League in Philadelphia for a fundraiser tonight. With a whole bunch of New Jersey business executives. So part of the campaign is certainly raising money, and we've been very, very fortunate with the support we're getting all around the state, Rich.
Good. Excellent. Excellent stuff, Jack. Well, listen, I look forward to having you back on a lot after Labor Day as the campaign really heats up. Of course, it hasn't stopped for you, not one second. But until then, have a great rest of your summer. I know you won't stop fighting. We'll follow Jack on social media at Jack4NJ. We've only just begun. Let's get to victory. Let's get to Election Day. Jack Cittarelli, thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, thank you, and enjoy your vacation.
Thank you, buddy.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, quick break, then we'll come right back. I do want to thank my great friends, though, at Tri-County Auto for their incredible, incredible support. And once again, thanks to our friend Sarah Weiss for buying a car from our friends at Tri-County Auto. She bought a new Toyota. I love it. I'm so happy to hear that. I love it when you support our sponsors. Here are the new Toyota and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram offers from my friends at Tri-County Auto. These are their August offers. For Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, come on into Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for the Make This the Summer event. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. Now, I love driving American. I love driving the Jeep. I love it. And now with the One Big Beautiful Bill, you can take that deduction on your taxes. But Toyota is making a huge investment in the United States of America now. So if you're interested in a Toyota, like our friend Sarah, the Toyota specials right now at Tri-County Toyota are outstanding. The national sales event, you can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months, or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Or check out the new 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and lease that for $459 a month for 36 months. Listen, Tri-County Auto, great friends, wonderful people. I have gotten to know Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, the team over at Tri-County. They love this show. They love our country. They love our veterans. That's why they stand with the Travis Manion Foundation. You'll see the gigantic American flag. It's like 30 feet by 30 feet. Can't miss it. It's right off 422, Collegeville, Limerick, King of Prussia. Go see them today. Just like our friend Sarah did, and say thank you for sponsoring the show, being part of the Zioli Army, being part of what we do here. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for supporting them. Tri-County Auto. Just go to their website for all the details. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some breaking news. A federal judge just ruled that Alina Haba has been improperly serving as the United States Attorney for New Jersey. That just broke a few moments ago. We'll get into some detail with you on that in the next hour as the show goes on here today. We got a lot to get into, but obviously big news also on the ruling out of New York, and we'll talk about that as well. So we're also watching to see if there's going to be an announcement today on a potential meeting with the United States, Russia, and Ukraine. I'm a little bit flustered here. Today's my last day, so we got a couple guests coming up on the show. Like, we've got Dr. Wilfred Riley at 4 o'clock and Dr. Victoria Coates. I can't call her Benedict Coates anymore, because tomorrow I'm going to be on Fox News. Twice, two times tomorrow, Matt DeSantis. Pay attention. So tomorrow, you all right there?
I nearly knocked myself out with that mic.
God, struggling. I wish you had. I wish you had knocked yourself out. That would have been fantastic.
Well, at least you would have enjoyed
God, that would have been
I
glorious.
I guess I could have gone home early, so that would have been nice.
Just go home. Actually, do you mind running home and grabbing me a jacket and tie and a shirt? Because I was planning on staying in the city tonight. I don't have those things, and I got to go up to New York now. So
that sounds worse than being concussed.
Yeah, concussed. Who says that, Justin?
He just can't help himself.
Can't. Who talks like that? Concussed. Who says that?
I was nearly concussed. I almost got hit in the head with a microphone.
Nerd.
I'm just explaining what happened.
Normal people say I had a concussion, not I was concussed. Nobody says that. No one talks like that. People don't talk like that.
Sorry.
Talk like a person.
I nearly got an owie on my head.
That's better.
You see how easy that is?
Not that complicated.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm taping Fox Across America Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla tomorrow night. But then they asked me to go back on America's Newsroom tomorrow, which would mean that I'm on that show twice this week, which means I got to go in the morning, and then I'm just going to hang out there all day, because I'm not going to come back and then go back up. And we don't tape the show until 6 tomorrow. And I took the day off tomorrow to tape the show tomorrow. So that means I'm going to be basically doing nothing all day, but I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Just hang around the Fox studio and see if you can get on a third show.
No, they only let you go on one show a day.
Oh, that kind of stinks.
So, oh, it is a Friday in the summer. Maybe they'll make an exception.
You could wear like the Mr. Magoo fake mustache, fake glasses.
Yeah, I could try that.
Change your name or something.
Why not?
Yeah.
That'll be good. That'd be fun. Ugh. All this back and forth. It's exhausting. So I still don't have any of my hotkeys working, huh? Nope, nothing.
They're dead?
It's about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
Look at that!
I think most of them are dead. They were deleted. They might show up on your soundboard, but...
Silence and your amnesia is complicity. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, that's unacceptable to me.
Look at that. Count Grants Angelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage band still works. It's fantastic. I mean, of all the clips you could want, to have that guy is huge, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Him just and saying. Phil Murphy, I think. Those are the two that you really want.
Remember, we are New Jersey.
Oh, nice. He works.
Yeah.
Can I have a hug?
Oh, nice. Let's see. Do we have this?
First of all, Mr. Strozak, I want to thank you for your service. Secondly, Mr. Strozak, I think you made a big mistake.
Okay. Now, we're going to need that as we get into the Russia, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll need Mr. Strozak, so that's good we have that one. Excellent. What else? What else do we have? We got a lot of things here. This is good. Mama Zioli?
Oh, be careful, baby.
Well, that works.
That doesn't even sound like the real Mama Zioli anymore, because now whenever you mention her, I just picture or imagine your voice doing the Mama Zioli voice, and that's now become like the official Mama Zioli voice to me.
Yeah, that's true, right? Because my Mama Zioli is a better impression than Mama Zioli's impression of Mama Zioli.
It's pretty good.
And then we have, let's see, we got, where is it now? Oh, let's see if we have.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
America's mother-in-law. That works. Good.
I don't know why she didn't go further in that 2020 election cycle.
Shocking, right? And if he does become mayor of New York.
Vax and scratch.
That would be good. And then, of course, we have our field reporter, our ace on the ground reporter.
I think they're blowing it up.
Uh-huh.
That might be the best drop of all of them.
Yeah. Which one? What is this now?
Remember, we are New Jersey. So to all the jackasses out there and all the knuckleheads out there, get with the program. We will not relent until we have 100% compliance.
I don't want to be the Grinch here.
You know what's really uncomfortable and annoying? When you die.
I have no regrets.
Little compilation of his royal rudeness, King Phil the Unaccountable. We may have to add in there, I don't want to be the mayor of Amityville.
Ooh,
the mayor from Amityville.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's Amity Island, you jackass. Just saying. All right, let me take a break because we got Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us. And we'll get into a lot of things. I want to ask him about the teaching of slavery as we talk about what the museums are teaching our kids and the lies that liberal teachers are telling us. Plus, Tulsi Gabbard having a lot to say. Kash Patel having a lot to say about the censorship that was going on by your government against you. So some really big stuff here. And the commie, ma'am, Dami, $30 minimum wage in New York City is what he's pushing for. $30 minimum wage. All that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.